It's 25 minutes past 7 o'clock. We have clear skies 1 degree above zero right now as we're joined in studio by a couple of guests from the Northfields Beyond the Yellow Ribbon program. We have Dana Graham and Debbie Larson. Good morning. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, it's always good to check in with you folks from Beyond the Yellow Ribbon. Yeah. It has been a little while since we've talked with anyone, so let's kind of catch up. Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, first of all, for those who may not be familiar with the program. I think just about everybody is by now, but give us kind of a thumbnail sketch.
Yeah, thanks again, Jeff. But, you know, I mean, a lot of people still probably don't know about us, but we do reach more people all the time. But Beyond the Yellow Ribbon is a network of local people, businesses, organizations that are committed to helping out our veterans and families of active military. We've been able to do that for a lot of people so far, and that is growing. And of course, what's fun about that is not only do we get to help these people, but then a lot of them end up joining our organization so that they can help someone else and pay it forward. And so it's pretty wonderful. We've been in existence now for we're in our third year. And we have over 300 people in our network, and so it's wonderful to be able to respond when there is a need out there.
Yeah, it is a wonderful program, and we salute you. I know you were very instrumental in getting the whole program off the ground when you were the mayor. Let's talk about what you've been up to lately. Do we have some active people here in Northfield?
You mean as far as veterans?
Sure.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, we've helped recently. And Deb might help me. We helped a lady over in Cannon Falls, mm-hmm. a veteran, with some car repairs. We've helped a veteran who actually drove up here from Missouri, came up here. We helped him get some lodging, and we're helping him get settled down in the area. He's a older veteran.
Well, welcome to Northfield.
Exactly, and now we have secured him lodging here in, mm-hmm. in Northfield. What else, Steph, have we worked on lately? Trying to think.
I am too. We should have kept the list. Yeah,
that's okay. You know, you're here to talk about a fundraising effort that you have.
Yeah.
And so let's talk about that.
And I just want to say, you know, and I appreciate you saying that, you know, when I first got a group together when I was mayor to get people together to see if we could get, if this was viable in Northfield, mm-hmm. the first person I called was Deb Larson because of her organizational ability and her willingness to volunteer. So I'm very, very proud to be working with Deb.
That's become almost cliche because everybody is calls up Deb Larson.
Yeah, I know.
As the first
and that's why I did it.
Because of her organizational skills. Debbie, you've been involved in, boy, just a little. I think you're secretary of just about every nonprofit here in
town. Well, either I am or I have been.
Well, let's talk about your role in this before we get into the omelet breakfast. You're the first one the mayor called because of your organizational skills, and those, you know, that really pays off when you have an organization like this. You want to do good things, but it's very important that the whole thing is organized.
Exactly, and you know, but it's not just me. It's everybody, and you know, if you have the objective and everybody believes in that objective, you all work together to get it done.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the omelet breakfast. When is it?
It is Sunday, February 18th at the Eagles.
Okay.
And it's being sponsored by the Beyond the Yellow Ribbon and the Sons of the American Legion.
Now, who gets to cook the omelets? I'm looking over here like,
actually,
don't say Dana, please.
Yeah, no. Actually,
I'm a
creative
guy.
Good.
We need those two. The Sons of the American Legion actually mm-hmm. cook the omelets. However, a couple of years ago, I actually helped out because they were shorthanded.
All right.
I can't flip, but I can get it going and have someone else flip for me, and it's fun.
Thinking back to my days as the fry cook and a greasy spoon as a teenager, yeah, I can still flip an omelet.
Oh, all right. Hey, I know. We could probably use your help then on Sunday.
Give me a call. I'm up early on Sundays as well. So along with omelets, what else is on the menu?
Well, there will be breakfast potatoes and mm-hmm. sausages, and you know the whole realm of things. And
pancakes for kids.
Mm-hmm. Yep, orange juice, coffee, milk.
What time does it get underway?
Doors open at 8:30, mm-hmm. and we close at 12:30.
Okay, so you can go if you are busy Sunday morning, if you go into services or such, you can do it before or after or anywhere in between if you like.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. That works out pretty good. And I just want to mention, of course, we do have the advance tickets that Deb's the chair of the committee for mm-hmm. this particular event. And we do have advance tickets that are available. And it's one of our fundraisers mm-hmm. for the year so that we are able to help these veterans. And the advance tickets, we get Beyond the Yellow Ribbon gets to keep the proceeds from the advance tickets, whereas mm-hmm. we don't get to keep all of it with the
At the door.
Okay.
And tickets can be purchased from any Beyond the Yellow member, or our headquarters is out at the YMCA. Oh. And so you can pick them up there also.
All right.
And just one more thing, if I may, Jeff.
Sure.
You know, our steering committee mm-hmm. meets the second Tuesday of every month at the police station at 4:30.
Well,
but
actually,
we just changed it.
We just changed it, but we're trying something new. We've moved it to, actually, I believe, 5:30.
Okay.
And we're going to try that for a couple of months, and if not, we'll discuss and maybe go back to the 4:15.
But people are invited. Yes. So anybody that wants to just find out what we're about, there's no obligation to do anything. I mean, we're a very loose group as far as how we talk about things. We're welcoming to anybody that comes in there. So even though we call it our steering committee meeting every month, people are just welcome to come in and see what we're about. So we welcome you. Please come on in. Check us out. Second Tuesday of the month, 5:30 at the police station. And just check us out.
Well, and I think along with that, it's important to reach all veterans and all families in the community who have someone deployed. Mm-hmm. To have that information helps us help them.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, we're slowly getting to all of that, but we'd like the community's help in getting that information.
Yeah, and once again, the Beyond the Yellow Ribbon campaign helps out, you know, the families of those deployed. Whether it's fixing a roof, mowing a lawn, absolutely. Helping your car. So if you have any skill yep. whatsoever, it may or may not be needed sometime, but you can volunteer your efforts and it's a good cause.
Oh, yeah. We'll add you to the email list that we have. And mm-hmm. when a need comes out, it's broadcasted out to everybody. And whoever wants to help or can help, they let us
right.
know.
And many of these people that are part of that, are part of our network, you know, don't come to our steering committee meetings because they can't make it or whatever. But whenever there's a call, oh, man, I'll tell you, people are so willing to help out. We never have a problem assisting people or getting people to help us.
All right. Well, yeah. it's a great cause. You're doing wonderful things. The Omelette Breakfast is coming up a week from this Sunday, right?
That's is correct.
Sunday, February the 18th. Look up Beyond the Yellow Ribbon Club member, or you can find out information. You have a website, don't you?
We do.
Uh-huh. And we also have a Facebook page, mm-hmm. And that's being broadcasted out several times, and
I think I've seen that.
Yeah, so you know, if you know someone in the network and you're interested, let them know. Purchase a ticket from them. I have people who can't attend who have purchased tickets, mm-hmm. and purchased tickets for veterans mm-hmm. for them to be able to attend.
All right. Well, it's a great cause. Good luck with the fundraiser. I want to thank you so much for coming in today.
Well, thanks for Kim Radio for helping us promote and we, the Yellow Ribbon.
Exactly.
Oh, we wish you continued success.
Thanks
thank again.
You. Thank you very much, Jeff.
It's Debbie Larson and Dana Graham from the Beyond the Yellow Ribbon campaign.